From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is at risk of becoming the third Senate incumbent to fail to win renomination heading toward the fall elections. She's in a surprisingly tight race with attorney and Gulf War veteran Joe Miller. But elsewhere, incumbents have survived primary challenges. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what's the latest in this Alaska race?
Craig, this contest has been widely seen as a test of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's influence and the influence of the Tea Party movement. Palin, who was the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans in 2008, did not actually do that much to help Joe Miller, but so far he appears to lead Murkowski by nearly 3,000 votes. Murkowski comes from an established political family in Alaska.
When will we know who won?
Well, possibly not for weeks, because thousands of absentee ballots have yet to be counted in Alaska. The winner will face Democrat Scott McAdams, and he is the mayor of Sitka.
Lots of eyes were on the Republican primary in Arizona yesterday. Senator John McCain facing a strong challenge from former Congressman and Tea Party challenger J.D. Hayworth.
Yes, McCain has defeated Hayworth, spending some $20 million to do so, and he says he won't take for granted the support of Republicans or independents who voted for him.
It is your trust and not the honor that I hold that is the great ambition and privilege of my life.
So, Paul, what about the anti-incumbent sentiment that many pundits have been talking about?
Political analyst Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia says it didn't show up at the ballot box. He says that nationwide, 98% of incumbents running for new terms have been renominated, and he thinks incumbents will prevail in November.
Now, the general election is bound to see more incumbents lose, though even there, it's likely that about 90% of the incumbents will be reelected.
So Sabato says overall, it's hard to portray voters as particularly anti-incumbent in their behavior.
Thanks, Paul. NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. Searchers have recovered the black boxes from the wreckage of a passenger jet that crashed while attempting to land last night on a fog-shrouded runway in China. NPR's Rob Gifford reports at least 42 people were killed.
The passenger plane, which belonged to a regional Chinese airline, burst into flames after overshooting the runway at the city of Yichun in the far northeast of China. Chinese media reported that the pilot was one of the survivors, but that he has not been able to speak yet to investigators. This is the first major passenger disaster in China since 2004. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Shanghai.
The bodies of 72 people have been found dumped in a rural area of Mexico just south of the Texas border near Brownsville. Bodies were discovered near Matamoros, Mexico, after a clash between Mexican Marines and suspected drug cartel gunmen. At least 3 people were killed in that shootout. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 30 people are dead in Iraq in attacks aimed at police forces. 2 suicide car bombings at police stations, one in Baghdad, the other in the southern city of Kut, have each killed more than a dozen people. Scores of others were injured. The attacks appear designed to undermine public confidence in Iraqi security forces the day after the Pentagon announced the number of U.S. troops in Iraq is below the 50,000 level for the first time since the American-led invasion. Federal safety officials are raising concerns about millions of Jeep Grand Cherokees. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the focus is on the gas tanks of those vehicles.
The investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration covers 3 million Grand Cherokees. The model years are 1993 through 2004. At issue, the location of the gas tank and whether rear-end crashes and rollovers can lead to vehicle fires. The head of the Center for Auto Safety says he plans to ask Chrysler to launch a voluntary recall. Clarence Ditlow describes the Grand Cherokee's fuel tank below the rear bumper and behind the rear axle as a terrible design. A Chrysler spokesman says the automaker is cooperating in the investigation. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Hurricane Danielle is strengthening further over the Atlantic. Richard Pasch with the National Hurricane Center says the storm is still not expected, though, to pose a threat to the U.S. mainland.
It's on a projected track, which will take it closer to the island of Bermuda in several days' time, but there's a lot of uncertainties in 3 to 5 day forecast.
In the Pacific, Tropical Storm Frank could reach hurricane strength today, but the storm is moving away from Mexico's coast. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.